Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to, when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And check it out whenever you get a chance. I mentioned earlier that in the previous week, the last week, I did a little segment on leadership lessons from Ronald Reagan. And a number of you, many of you, wrote me to thank me for that and to tell me how much that meant to you. But it was in the previous hour. And so I know some of you listen in 1 hour and you don't get to listen in the other hour. And so I wanted to do that again. I wanted to take a moment and a few moments and talk about this because I think it's very important. I think there's an awful lot of lessons that small business owners can get that we can derive from Ronald Reagan. It's just some of the things that he did that are classic leadership lessons. And, you know, As I will say at the end, I'm going to go ahead and say it now. Leadership, in my opinion, if you said to me, okay, I'm a small business owner, what is the one single thing that you think I should work on personally? What's the personal thing that I should work on? Should it be, you know, should it be sales or accounting or whatever? I would say leadership. Leadership is the greatest quality for any small business owner to try to perfect. If you can perfect the ability to be a leader, then all the other things will fall into place, and you'll see what I mean in a minute. I want to talk about I've identified several leadership lessons from Ronald Reagan. I want to talk about those. Leaders rise above adversity. Ronald Reagan was a product of mid-America. He was born and raised in Illinois. He was the son of an alcoholic and oft unemployed father. Who had a mother who was a seamstress and a store clerk. This man who would be president was not to the manner born. Leaders don't dwell on setbacks. He graduated from college with a degree in economics. And yet, when he tried to get a job, he tried to become a clerk at Montgomery Ward. He didn't get it. He graduated with a degree in economics, but he failed to get the job as a clerk at Montgomery Ward's. But what he did was he turned around immediately and he went after another job as a sports announcer, which he'd never done before. And yet he got that job. And then many of you will remember when the assassination attempt happened in 81, only a couple of months after he took office in 81. He was back at work within a month. Leaders don't dwell on setbacks. Leaders are not afraid to try new things. And many of you know this story by now. He was a sports announcer. He went to California he actually had become a pretty well-known sports announcer. I think he was announcing for the Cubs, the baseball team out of Chicago. He was announcing for them, and apparently was a pretty well-known announcer, pretty well-known personality. And he was in California, and somebody said, "Why don't you come read for a screen test?" And he did. And you know what? They offered him a job, and he tried it. He'd already done a little acting in high school, but this was new. This was being an actor on the screen. It was all new, and so he did it. And of course, the rest is history. And as we now know, he was a successful author, actor, and I'll talk about that again in just a little bit. But leaders are not afraid to try new things. Leaders know that success is more about productivity than acclaim. I was talking about his acting ability. He performed in over 50 movies. Did you know that? And as you may also know, he was the spokesperson. He was the host, I guess I should say, for the GE Theater and the Death Valley Days series. Now, I remember the Death Valley Days series. I'm not sure I remember the GE series. I think that may have been a little that was a little earlier. But I certainly remember the Death Valley Days series way back in the late 50s. And so even though he had all of that productivity, he was never an award-winning actor. He was called the king of the B-movies. I don't think he liked that title very much, but he was. And so leaders know more about that. The success is more about productivity than acclaim. Ronald Reagan knew about that. 2012. I got more leadership lessons from Ronald Reagan right after these messages. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got Mike Fleischer, who's going to be joining us. John Mayo is going to be joining us. I was looking at the wrong week there, folks. I'm getting ahead of myself. John Mayo is going to join us. We're going to talk about checks. Credit cards and checks. How to take, how small business owners can become a merchant, a credit card merchant. And take checks over the electronically as well. And John Mayer is going to help us do that. And then we've got Andre Carter, who's going to talk to us about intellectual property, and then a lot more folks all the rest of the week. And by the way, let me remind you, on Thursday and Friday, I will be broadcasting from the National Federation of Independent Business 2004 Summit, their biannual summit. I'll be there broadcasting Thursday and Friday. And I will on Friday, I will be on a panel of talk show hosts there at the summit. I'm looking forward to that. And it looks like, and this is up on the website, folks, so it must be official, in addition to a bunch of other dignitaries who are going to be speaking at the NFIB on Thursday, President Bush is going to be there speaking to the NFIB. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to get back into the leadership lessons that I've learned from Ronald Reagan. Here's another one. Leaders put others above themselves. Leaders put others above themselves. Remember me talking about Ronald Reagan being a lifeguard? You know about this, probably. He saved, as a young man, 77 Dixon, Illinois residents from drowning in the Rock River. And now I've heard recently there's some question about why there was such a high concentration of young ladies who were saved, but regardless, he did. It's legend in Dixon, Illinois today that there are people walking around up there who attribute their life to Ronald Reagan still. And also another thing that happened that demonstrated his ability to put others above himself. In the 80s, when we attacked Libya, we lost a pilot over there that was downed and was captured. And Jesse Jackson, Reagan's arch political enemy, decided he was going to go over there and free that pilot. And you know, not to say that he didn't have the pilot's best intentions in mind, but he also wanted to basically stick his finger in Ronald Reagan's eye. Well, guess what? He went over and he did it. He got the pilot out. He got him released. And guess what Reagan did? He held a big ceremony at the White House for that pilot and Jesse Jackson. Leaders put others above themselves. Leaders also have the courage of their convictions. Of course, you know about his now famous speech in 1987, June 12, 1987, at the Brandenburg Gate in West Berlin. President Reagan told the leader of the Soviet Union, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." When he said that, many world leaders, including some of the members of his own State Department, thought this was dangerous and inflammatory language. They were scandalized, many people were. But you know what? Ronald Reagan said he thought it was the right thing to do. He did it. And today, millions of people around the world, not just in Eastern Europe, but around the world, thank him. They literally know that the man to thank for their freedom is Ronald Reagan. Leaders have the courage of their convictions. Here's another one. Leaders are able to stay focused on their core beliefs. If there's one thing in the world, if there's one thing that the world knew about Ronald Reagan when he was president, is he conducted himself and his work with the fundamental belief that human freedom primes everything. Ronald Reagan believed that as long as he stuck to that position when he had to make difficult decisions, he would make the best decisions. Leaders are able to stay focused on their core beliefs. Here's another one. I like this one. Leaders keep things simple. We all know that that many people thought Ronald Reagan wasn't the brightest guy in the world, but we now know that was not true. And we also know that his political enemies held to that belief to their own peril. And one of the things that we know about Reagan was that he was able to return to and manage by the simplest element of an issue when those around him would nuance it and analyze it beyond recognition. And so that's one of the things that I think is important to, if you're a leader, is do what Reagan did. He said he believed that you to keep things simple if you want to be successful. Let me give you another example of how he kept things simple. Someone once asked him what he thought about the Cold War and about dealing with the Russians and the Soviets. Here's what he said. How about this? We win, they lose. Keep things simple. That's what leaders do. Leaders believe in people. At a time, there was a time in Reagan's, the early part of Reagan's presidency, when politicians and intellectuals around the world were minimizing the ability of the individual to know what was best for him or her. At that same time, Reagan believed that only when people are free to seek their own goals in life do the challenges of the world become manageable. Leaders believe in people. Here's another one. Leaders are often even admired by their enemies. We all know the famous story about Tip O'Neill, the Democrat Speaker of the House, who was a very powerful man in Reagan's presidency. He admitted many times his admiration for Reagan. And also, don't forget, there were those Reagan Democrats, those people those Democrats who crossed over and voted for Reagan. And then, of course, the famous relationship between Mr. Reagan and Mr. Gorbachev. Mr. Gorbachev believed that Reagan was a man he could trust to do not only to do what he said he would do and to do what they had agreed to do. Leaders are often admired even by their enemies. 10 till. Quick break, couple of more leadership lessons, and then a final wrap up on my thoughts on Ronald Reagan. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm talking about leadership lessons by Ronald Reagan. Here's another one. Leaders make others feel good about themselves. After the Vietnam War, that divisive war that we had, after America's first presidential resignation when President Nixon resigned, also if you remember that previously his vice president had resigned. And after the 4 years of national malaise under a feckless Jimmy Carter, President Carter, Reagan made us proud to be Americans again. And ladies and gentlemen, when Americans feel good about themselves, that bodes well for all people, wherever they are, who love and desire freedom. Leaders make others feel good about themselves. And finally, the last leadership lesson from Ronald Reagan is optimism. Leaders are optimistic. And if there's one thing that we know about Ronald Reagan, is that he was like you and me. You've heard me say that small business owners are pathological optimists. Well, Ronald Reagan was a pathological optimist. He could have been a great small business owner. At the end of his presidency, with the last 4 years, not without their unfortunate and ignoble moments, leaving office, he was a lot older, he was tired. And he had every justification to be melancholy about what history would say about his presidential legacy. people were saying things that, you know, they were roughing him up a pretty good bit. A lot of the people who've been who were nice to him last week weren't so nice to him 20 years ago. He left office when he was writing his farewell speech to leave office in January 89. I think it was January 11th, 89. Instead of leaving us with a dour send-off like the malaise speech of Jimmy Carter, he left us with what I think is nothing less than a wonderful example of his optimism. It was nothing less than a gift to America. He made reference to a passage by John Winthrop, who was one of the pilgrims, one of the leader pilgrims, who metaphorically called the future America he saw as a city on a hill. And Reagan said this about that shining city, and this was the last part, the last words of his farewell speech. In my mind, this city is a tall, proud city, built on rocks, stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors. And the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I see it, and see it still. And Reagan, still quoting from Reagan, he said, "My friends, we did it. We weren't just marking time. We made a difference. We made the city stronger. We made the city freer. And we left her in good hands. All in all, not bad. Not bad at all. And so, goodbye. God bless you. And God bless America." Those were the last words that Ronald Reagan said to us as president. We know that later he did speak to us in other times. He, in I guess about 92 or 94, I've forgotten, he wrote us that famous letter, now famous letter, about his illness and what he thought was going to happen to him. And I just admire him so much. I'm unabashed about that. To me, Ronald Reagan was a true American hero. I believe history is and will identify him as one of the most important of American presidents and one of the world's greatest leaders. With help from Prime Minister Thatcher and Pope John Paul II, Reagan led the courageous effort to end the Cold War and communism in the Soviet Union. More than 100 countries, do you know this, ladies and gentlemen? More than 100 countries are free today. The people in more than 100 countries, I think it's something like 125, are free today. That were not free the day Reagan took the presidency in 1981. And the world economy continues to be the beneficiary of the peace dividend accruing as the result of the end of the Cold War. Thank you, Mr. President, for that. Thank you, Ronald Reagan, for that. And may God bless you. One of the things that I've thought about this last week is that even in death, Ronald Reagan gave us a great gift. America, ladies and gentlemen, is the last superpower. And thank God it's the only superpower remaining. The superpower that is remaining is a benevolent superpower. We're the only country that if we go in and take over a country, we give it back to the people and give them back their freedom. And it's a good thing that has happened. And I think we can thank Ronald Reagan to a large degree for that. And then this last week, Ronald Reagan, the celebration of his passing was good PR, in my opinion, for America. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and Ronald Reagan. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.